There are a lot of great verses in the Bible on sowing and reaping. There are some classics, you know, whatever a man sows, he shall reap. God will not be mocked. Whatever you sow, you will reap. But here's one of the best verses, I think, in all of Scripture on sowing and reaping. And many times we just read right over it. We don't even get it. But it's out of Matthew chapter 7, verse 12. And it says this: "So in everything, do to others what you would have them do to you." Remember that? The golden rule? Yeah, and guess what? It's all about sowing and reaping. Wake the faith up, Slayer. Hope you are just rolling into this week, killing it. Don't forget, I will again tell you about the conference coming up this month in exactly 11 days, May 21st and 22nd. Friday night starts at 7, Saturday starts at 8 a.m. It's going to be an amazing time. I've been talking to the speakers. We've been working on our outline. And we aren't doing this just to have another conference. We're doing this because we want to equip you to be more like God. I think you're going to enjoy it. We've got people coming in from out of town. If you want to know a place to stay, give me a holler at tdagiantslayer@gmail.com. Or if you're signing up, make sure you shoot me an email at tdagiantslayer@gmail.com. Or if you just want to tell me, hey, I'm not coming, well, send me an email to I don't really care. I'm just kidding. But it's going to be great. I promise you. Now, today I want to take a couple minutes and I want to talk to you about relationships, but really within a whole nother flavor. We have all these things whenever you hear about relationships, and man, it can get overplayed. I get it. But the truth is that when we look at relationships, we look at them typically as things I have to do rather than things I have to sow. I mean, the iron law is whenever you see someone who's unhappy or unsuccessful, you'll almost always see someone who's trying to live outside the law of sowing and reaping. And I mean, it's almost 100% correct when we look at relationships. You know, whatever you sow in a relationship, you get back. I mean, you can see this probably most evident in husband and wife or in parent and child. So yes, we can give you steps to follow and things to do, and those are all great. But unless you truly understand the foundation behind that, which is you have to sow the right things into those relationships in order for them to become meaningful, successful, rich, whatever word you want to use, to where it makes life worth living. It's easy to see this in the realm of finances and health. You know, whatever we sow, we reap. Look, if you're sitting on the couch, watching TV, eating crap, guess what? That's where your health is going to end up. Or if you don't take care of your finances and all of a sudden there are bill collectors and things are getting repossessed and, yeah, you don't have money to retire on, well, guess what? That's what you sowed. It's easy to see that. But if you truly have a great life, or you see someone who has a great life, I bet you it's almost always because they've learned how to sow the right things into their relationships. And by the way, we're all sowing into relationships. It's just whether or not we're sowing the right things. But here's something you need to look at when it comes to sowing and reaping. In relationships, especially from the mindset of a man, in any relationship, but especially home relationships, they're like personal hygiene. You have to care for every area of your body, right? You don't just wash your hands and think, well, everything else is fine. Can you imagine a surgeon showing up for surgery? He's dressed in raggedy clothes. He's got poop on his shoes, wet paint on his shirt. His hair's greasy with a little bit of lice mixed in. And he's like, hey, don't worry about it. I wash my hands. That would not fly. And yet in our relationships at home, specifically wife and kids, we kind of do the same thing. But you know what? We can't get away with just saying, well, hey, I provided for the family. It's not good enough. Or, well, I took my kids to church every Sunday. Not good enough. I haven't watched porn. Not good enough. You have to sow into every area of your relationships and in your life. But today we're highlighting wives and kids. So maybe you have a checklist of things you think you've sown into them. Maybe some of us admittingly have not been that good of a husband or a father. Now, that's a great place to start. But you start checking off like you're going to plant a garden. What are the things I want in these relationships? So in turn, what are the things I must sow into those relationships? I don't know if you're a fan of football, but probably the all-time greatest receiver ever is Jerry Rice. He's not a hero. I'm not a San Francisco 49ers fan, but you can't get away from the fact that when it comes to football and being a receiver, he is the baller. Nobody has done it better, and maybe no one will ever break his records. But interesting about Jerry Rice, he played for the Mississippi Valley State University in Itabena, Mississippi. It was unknown. It was a school that nobody had heard of. And you thought, well, that's probably the only place he was able to get accepted to go to college. No, actually, he was recruited by some pretty major schools. In fact, UCLA went after him hard. But when you talk to Jerry and you say, why did you go to Itabena, Mississippi, to this tiny little college? Well, he'd tell you, guess what? Out of all the big-time schools that recruited me, they were the only ones to come to my house and give me a personal visit. They were the only ones to come to my house and build a relationship. He said all the other big-time schools, they recruited through cards, letters, advertisements, but only one came to my house to meet me to build a relationship and to show personal attention. Man, when it comes to relationships, especially in your family, you don't get to mail it in. You have to show up. You have to be present. So are there a list of things you can do? Absolutely. But I think honestly, we know what we should do. We just need to start sowing. A farmer knows the seeds, he knows the conditions, he knows the timing, he just simply has to plant. Gentlemen, today, begin to plant into those relationships and make life a whole lot more meaningful. This is Garth Ekman at the David Alliance. Thank you again for rating the podcast, sharing the podcast, and until tomorrow, keep slaying giants.